Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and the Prayer Room Ministries. And we're so delighted today to be back on our radio broadcast for our Sunday afternoon worship service. We're going to get ready to call our worship to order. We're going to have our devotion, our doxology, and then we'll have our devotion. We're going to get ready to go into our devotion. We're going to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer.
Oh,
Reading will be coming from Psalm 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not my enemy triumph over me. Yea, let none that would wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy path. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee do I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness, for thy have been ever for old, of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to thy mercy. Remember thou me, for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. I have just read you the first 10 verses of Psalm 25. May God richly add a blessing to the hearers, the readers, the hearers, but most of all, the doers of his most holy word. Father, we come this afternoon humbly before your throne of grace, God, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Father, that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking you to forgive us and cleanse us through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Father, I come this morning asking you to just wash us in the blood of Jesus, scrub us on the spiritual scrub board today, Lord. Cleanse every negative thought in our mind, Lord. Cleanse every negative word out of our mouth, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, we come humbly before you, God, just thanking and praising you for another opportunity, God, and to just lift up your name on today. I just give you praise and glory, and I just give you all of it, God. It all belongs to you on today. I thank you, Lord, for how you watched over us all night last night. And early this morning, Lord, you shook us and you woke us up. Didn't know a long clock wake us up, God, but you called each one of us by name. And we thank you for it on today. In the name of Jesus, we come asking you now, Lord, to bind the strong man. Father, bind the strong man from our radio broadcast, our worship service today. Bind up the strong man, every wizard, every witch, every warlock, every psychic, every demonic force. Lord, I ask you right now to set fire to them and burn them up. In the name of Jesus, you say, suffer a witch not to live, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you on today, God, to bind the strong man. In the name of Jesus, and every demon that's on assignment, your assignment is canceled today. I give you and serve you your eviction notice right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you on today. Lord, I just ask you to bless our worship service, God. I ask you to just bless it today, Lord. I don't know anything, Lord, but only through you and by you do I know any little bitty thing, God. I just thank you today. I thank you, Lord. I ask you to just bless everyone under the sound of my voice. Bless their families, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I ask you to be what they need in the name of Jesus. Be just what they need, Lord, in the name of Jesus. So I just thank you, and I'll be careful to give you all the praise and all the glory and all the honor in Jesus' name. Amen, amen. I just give God praise and glory. We're going to go into our devotion. We're going to have a song, I guess.
Thank you. know, my friend, that you have won again. You have won. You did it again. You have won again. You have won. You brought me up so many times. Over and over and over again. You were back to the level of lost patience. I think you know how I'm going to make you mad. You told me why. I
So I thank God I cannot stop thinking about that, because he don't have to do anything he don't want to do. But just his mercy and his grace, unmerited favor, his grace is sufficient for us. And I thank God on today. I thank God on today that he blessed and saved my husband. He covered him in the blood of Jesus. I thank God today. I thank him today. I give God praise and I give him glory. That is my testimony. I didn't mean to take up all the time, or I didn't mean to talk as long as I did, but I've had a time, quiet time with God. I've had quiet time with the Holy Spirit since nobody's here but me. So I can hear him real plainly and real clear. And I just thank him. I thank him. I don't care what I'm, you know, what it looked like and what I thought and what kind of pity party I had. I don't care. But I know God, his grace is sufficient for whatever it is. So I depend on him. And I thank and praise God. Is there any more testimony? Amen. Well, we're going to get through with our testimony service. And we're going to get ready to go into the Word of God. Y'all forgive my voice. My voice is all crackety and all kind of mixed. But, and it's okay. Because like I said, I've been having a talk with the Lord. And a lot of times when you have your talk with God, you know, you have to get down before him. You have to bow before him. You have to cry out. You have to stand in the gap. And that's what I've been doing. I've been standing in the gap. I've been calling on the name of Jesus today. And I thank and praise God on today for it. So we're going to, he still didn't give me really to talk about. I'm just, maybe he did, I don't know. But I'm going to talk about what I think he gave me. I really don't know because I didn't have anything. So, but I thank God on today. I'm just going to pray now. Father, I thank you for just allowing me to come to your people, speak to your people today, God. I thank you for a door that's open, God, for me to even speak. Lord, I give you praise on today. I ask you to let me decrease, Deborah, that the Holy Ghost can increase and minister to us today. Lord, we need ministering to, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor in Jesus' name. I pray. We're going to talk a little bit we're going to talk a little bit today about the haters, and I didn't want to say it like that, but that's how he gave it to me. The haters, you know, people is always trying to come against you when you're doing the right thing. They want you to think you're doing the wrong thing. The ones that's taking anything that you do and try to make it look bad. See, Christians, we are to always be humble. Always humble ourselves and never brag about anything. But you know, there's people out there, you don't even have to brag. You could be as humble as you know how. And there's some people out there that's jealous of whatever you're doing and trying to come against you and things. You know, hating and bitterness, that's a sin. We know that for believers. And you can, and people, all you have to do is get a new car or paint your house blue, or get a new wig, or some new more weeds. I'm telling you, people, that's what they do. They watch and see what you're doing, and then they'll start hating on you. They're just this. I'm telling you. And maybe God had me to talk about this because I was upset with my neighbor. And maybe that's what he was having me to talk, why he had me to talk about this, because I had ordered a shower chair and two urinals, and they left it at this man's house next to me. Well, this man took it to the police station. That's what the police was doing at my house. Why would you know who we are, but you took the stuff to the police station? The Lord had already showed me about him anyway. But for people like that, you have to watch as well as pray. You have to pray for them. Now, that's my next move. I'm going to be praying for him every time I pray. I'm not going to say his wife is like that. I don't know. But I know he is, because the Lord had me to see in the spirit what he's done. So my next thing is to keep him in prayer, because you don't know how bad I needed that stuff at the time I needed it. But instead, it was 7 extra days that you held on to it. And you didn't have to do that. But it's okay. Now, you got 4 types of haters. You have the ones who criticize you and find fault in everything you do. And they just do that out of jealousy. You got the ones who try to make you look bad in front of other folks. You have haters that they'll do anything purposely to bring you down so you won't succeed, instead of helping you. They'll try to bring you down. And then you have some who hate behind your back and try to destroy your name and slander. Most of the time, these haters are the closet people. They just throw rocks and hide their hand, or usually you'll never hardly catch them because they doing stuff, hide behind other people. That's what they do. And you have to watch out for them. You got to watch out for them. But God is, he's looking. He's looking. So, right today, you know, I don't know why people hate. It's reason, and it ain't none but the devil. Why they try to bring you down, why they try to talk about you, why they, and it's most of the time it's because the enemy see the anointing that's on your life and how God is going to use you and how powerful you are to God. But and they try to, they don't like that. And how God blesses you over and over and open doors when they can't get one open because they sitting around with this evil and bitterness in their heart. Mm-mm. A lot of people hate because, you know, they just want to put you down so they can feel good about themselves. A lot of people hate just for that, or do stupid stuff just for that. And we, in believers, we don't do that. We try to lift people up. We try to show them you could do better. You know, and a lot of them do that stuff because they want to be the center of attention and don't want you to. God gonna steadily open doors for you and bless you because you're obedient to him. He ain't worried about you being obedient to man. Be obedient to him and God gonna fling the doors open for you. And your enemy not gonna know how that happened. I know I said this and I know I did this. How did she get that? And how did he get that? Mm-mm. All the time. They always bitter about something. Every time you talk to them, they got something negative to say. Look like they stopped looking at the blessings that God has bestowed on them, and just they just stopped looking at it. They start being so envious and jealous of you and hating on what you got or what you're doing. They forget all about God woke them up this morning with a sound mind, with the activities of their limb, and watched over their kids and all this kind of stuff. They forget about this. Being so jealous and hateful to you and telling you what you're not doing and trying to show you why you're not doing right and this could be doing this and this and that and this and that. It's like they'll see you walking on water and say this happened because you couldn't swim. You see what I'm saying? They just do stuff anytime they see the Lord blessing you. And don't know the sacrifices that you make to be where you are in God. It don't come free. It's not a free ride. You have to sacrifice to get where you are in God. Sacrifice. So 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 1 and 2 says, therefore, rid yourself of every kind of evil, deception, hypocrisy, jealousy, and every kind of slander. Like newborn babes, thirst for the pure milk of the word, so that by it you may grow thereof. You can't have all that in your heart and be a believer and love God. You got to get rid of that kind of stuff. You can't have any of that in your heart for nobody. I don't care what they do, and I don't care what they say. You can't have it in your heart and still love God, because God ain't that kind of person. He don't want us to be haters. He want us to be loved, because God is love. So we got to live the way God wants us to live so that he can use us the way he want to use us. Proverbs 14 and 30 says, a heart at peace gives life to the body, but envy rots the bones. Envy and jealousy comes all other evil. So if you jealous of somebody or you envying somebody, then every other evil that's out there gonna attach itself to what you do. So you can't afford to be envy and jealous of nobody or nothing that they have. If they house is, if they painted their house red, go buy some paint and paint yours red. Don't be jealous or get a brush and help them paint theirs. You can't do that. God ain't in there. He's not in it. And he don't want us to be in stuff like that. Pray for them. Ask God to remove that mess from them. And to bless them and forgive them for what they said and they done prayed against you and all this kind of stuff. And see what God will do for them. Ephesians 4 and 31 says, get rid of all bitterness, rage, anger, harsh words, and slander, as well as all types of evil behavior. We can't live like this. We can't raise our children like this. We can't be a loving family like this. And most of all, you can't be a child of God like that. We cannot. I don't care what people say and what they do. Oh, they do evil little stuff. They try to do all kind of little evil things to you. But you got to walk past them, Lord. You said you was going to cover me. Please cover me from this person. And you keep moving. I forgive anybody that ever hurt me or tried to hurt me. We got to do this. This is the will of God. This is what God would have us to do. We don't sit around and just hate people. Hating is a sin. And I know we all sin and we all probably been hated because I have. But when you know better, you do better. And to stop a lot of that stuff, don't be around them kind of people. Even though they'll find their way to you, the devil send them right to you. Yes, he will. To just start something and do this and do that so you can end up sinning and have to repent. That's the enemy. Galatians 5 and 25 and 26 says, since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. That's what we have to do. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. We shouldn't do that. We got to love one another. And I know everybody on this radio broadcast love each other. But it's other folk out there that will try to mess you up, try to do stuff to make you not do the right thing that God has called and commanded us to do. Romans 1 and 29 says they were filled with all manner of unrighteousness. When you start with that jealousy stuff, that brings on sin and hate and envy, covetousness, malice. They're all full of envy, murder, strife, deceit, and maliciousness. And they are gossip. That's one thing we shouldn't do. I had to repent for gossiping years ago. God delivered me. Oh, I could say, oh, I was just saying this and saying that. No, that's gossip. And I repented for it. And I tried not to say too many things about nobody. Because it seemed like gossip. Tail burn is what they call it in the Bible as well. We shouldn't do that. Proverbs 26 and 24 through 26 says, a hateful person disguises himself with his speech and harbors deceit within. When he speaks graciously, don't believe him. Don't believe him. That's in Proverbs 26. He's a hateful person. He try to hide and disguise himself, and he try to have that smooth speech so you can't even realize or recognize he don't like you or she don't like you, but she just disguising herself. I know. But when he speaks graciously, don't believe them. For there are seven abominations in his heart. In his heart, I'm telling you, seven. And they all conceal by deception. So don't be fooled by none of them. Don't be fooled. Psalms 41 and 6 says, when someone comes to visit, he pretends to be friendly. He thinks of ways to defame people, and when he leaves, he slanders. So it's just like somebody around you. And somebody come over to visit you, and the person that's around you probably don't even like that they come to visit you, and they pretend like they love you so much, and they so friendly, which, oh, this is my sister, devil. She, girl, we do everything together, this and this and this. No. We don't, because you're pretending. And you know you don't really like me. So what you doing? But God wants us to see things like this. The Holy Ghost will show it to us if we're looking, if we're paying attention. But we can't let people, the enemy, now people, the enemy using people, do this to us. We got to stay on board with God. We got to do the right thing with God. Because God said, it's, I mean, Psalms 12:2 say neighbors lie to each other, speaking with flattering lips and deceitful heart. I mean, you have to be surely people is being used by the enemy. And we have to recognize and realize, I'm not saying to shut people out. I'm not saying that. Love everybody, what God say do. But we got to make sure they're not trying to kill us, take us down, make us look bad. So the thing I tell you to do for them, pray for your enemy. Pray for those trying to despitefully misuse you. Pray for your neighbor. Pray for them that's always in your face smiling, stabbing you behind your back, looking at you sideways out the corner of their eye because you got a new dress or you got a new wig or you got your hair done. Pray for them because they're not a part of God. If they was a part of God, they'll be saying, you look good. But they tell you you look good and trying to stab you in your back. We have to pray for people like that. We got to still love them. We got to still pray for them. We got to still love them and still pray for them. Just like they did Jesus. You know, he didn't have no sin. But all of those Pharisees and Sadducees, all of them turned on him. All of them did. They didn't see nothing. They couldn't prove nothing that he had done wrong. But they knew he was the King of Kings. So they went behind his back talking and got together a crowd. They turned on him, saying all manner of evil against him, letting the devil use them to bring him down, the same as the people do today. But see, Jesus is King. He is the Lord. He is the Father of all. He is God. So he allowed them to do what they did. And even one of his disciples turned his back and went and sold and for silver and sold him out. Because of the enemy. But Jesus still died for us. He's all the wrong we do, all what Judas did to him, he still loved Judas. And he told Judas, you was going to do it. He said, go do it quickly, whatever you got to do. He already knew he was going to do it. And he did it. But Jesus still died for mankind. He still died that we may have a right to the tree of life. Jesus still hung on the cross for us, and he did not come down. He could have came down at any moment, at any time, but he hung right there until time to descend with the Father. He said, let this bitter cup pass me, but he still did. After all they did, whoop them, beat him, spit in his face, pull his hair out, just all kind of stuff. Cut him up. He still died for us. All the people talked about him. All of them. And they'll do the same for you and me. But we got to pray for them. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And we got to say the same thing. Forgive them, Lord. And bless them anyway. Forgive them for the things they did to me. I've forgiven them. Bless them, Lord. that heap hot coals of fire right on them so God can deal with them. We can't have the kind of heart that they have. We can't do the kind of things that they did because we wouldn't be no better than them. But Jesus prayed and asked God to forgive them, for they know not what they do. Pray for them. If you can teach them, show them what you would do. Show them, just keep praying for them. And God will make things come around. They'll come around, I'm telling you. God is all-knowing, omnipresent, omniscient. God is. And he sees and he knows all things. God does. So I don't know what more to tell you, because so many people have tried to pull you down. So many people have tried to tell things and show you ain't this, and it's always up against you. I don't care what you do, but God is looking at them. God is watching. He's going to stop them right in their track. He's going to put a stop to them. Keep on praying for them. Keep on praying for them. God gonna stop them. And I'm telling you, when God stop them and when he shut the door, can't no man open it. And when he open a door, can't no man shut. So we got to continually do what this word of God say. Pray for them. Don't hate them. Pray for them. Keep loving them. Even if you can't speak to them and talk to them, keep on loving them. Keep on praying for them. Tell God do what he's going to do, because God going to do it. Just as sure as you pray and ask him, he's going to do it. Trust and believe that. So I just thank God today. I don't know why he gave me that. I don't know why. I didn't have anything, but he gave me that, and I was still didn't really want to talk about it, but I got to be obedient to what the Lord say do. So be careful with the company you keep. Be careful to the people you be around, or you let in your circle, or you let come to your house, or you let ride in your car. Be careful, because people are so envious and jealousy. They so jealous hearted. You got to be careful. Love them. Speak to them. Treat them nice. Love them and pray for them. Send them on their way or you go your way. Don't have time for them because they're not pure in heart. They're not pure. Be careful. I just thank and praise God that he sent Jesus. And he didn't send no just natural man to die for us, because we would be doomed. Because they would be jealous and envying and hatred. I ain't dying for them. They ain't this. I ain't sending my son this and this and this. No. But he sent Jesus, the Son of God, to die for us. I just thank him today for dying for us and didn't come down off the cross. So I just thank and praise God on today. It was what he gave me, and I give God praise for it, because I understand even better now. I understand even better. I see even better now why he did have me to talk about it. Somebody needed to hear. And I thank and praise God on today that it helped you. It helped us. It helped us to love even our enemies. It helped us to pray for even our enemies, even those that just do you wrong all the time, just always smiling in your face and stabbing in your back. You still got to love them and pray for them. Still got to love them and pray for them. So I thank and praise God for that word on today. I give God glory and praise on today. We're going to get ready to go into our altar call. I just thank and praise God. I got so much on my mind, and I've been having some free time here with the Lord. And he's been really talking with me. So I thank him today. I wouldn't take enough from my journey here. I just thank and praise God. So we're going to go before the throne of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace this afternoon, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, Lord, that we committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come now, God, just bowing down before your throne, Lord, just thanking you and praising your name today, Lord. We give you all glory and we give you all praise on today. Father, we come just giving you honor, Lord, just glorifying your name, just lifting your name up on today, Lord. And you've been so good to us, God. You've just been good. You've been better than good. You've been better than blessed to us, Lord. And how you watched over us while we slept and slumbered last night. Anything could have happened, God, but you covered us. You had your angels encamped around about us, Lord. And I just thank God on today for it. And in the name of Jesus, how I was at home by myself last night and you just watched over me, God. And I didn't stay up last night trying to wonder did I hear anything, because you was already there. You had already sent your angels. And I just thank you for giving them charge over me. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for how you watched over my husband as he slumbered and slept in the hospital room, God. In the name of Jesus, how you watched over him, Lord. In the name of Jesus, how you healing his body, Lord. How you touching him from the top of his head to the soles of his feet, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I give you glory today. And I give you honor today, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I come right now, God, and just giving you praise and thanking you for my family, for my children and my grandchildren and my great-grand. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you for sending the angels and giving them charge over each one of them, Lord, encamping angels all around about them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you covered my sisters and brothers and their families, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you right now, God, in the name of Jesus. I lift each one of them up to you today, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, God, and I give you glory. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I thank you right now for each one of them now, Lord, and even the cars that they drive and trucks. I thank you for keeping charge over them, cover them in the blood of Jesus, and encamping angels all around about them, even on the airplanes and trains and buses, if they own those, Lord. And I ask you right now to keep them covered right now, God, in the name of Jesus, on their jobs, in the grocery store, in the doctor's office. Lord, just cover us, Lord, all over this world, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you glory today, and I give you praise today, Lord. And I just thank you right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you today, God, to bless our enemies, bless those that try to despitefully misuse us. Bless those that say all manner evil against us, God, in the name of Jesus. I'm asking you right now, God, to forgive them, Lord, for all that stuff that they do behind our back, in the name of Jesus, standing and pretending. Lord, I ask you to bless them anyway with the blessing they stand in need of, God, in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Lord, that you let nothing, Lord, slip upon us in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Holy Spirit of God, for not letting nothing slip upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise, God, and I give you glory, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I give you praise today, and I give you glory today, in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless every sick person, every sick and shed in, I ask you to cover them now in the blood of Jesus. Encamp your angels all around about them to protect them, Lord. In the name of Jesus, just bless them, Lord. Touch them and heal them right now. In the name of Jesus, right now. In the name of Jesus, bless them, Lord. Those behind prison walls, touch right now, God. In the name of Jesus, touch every doctor, every nurse, Lord, that's working on these people, that's giving the medication, Lord. Touch their hands and touch their minds, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them know that it's not them, but it's you working through them, in the name of Jesus. And every vaccine that they give out, God, I'm asking you right now to touch it, Lord, and bless it, Lord. Let it be from you, through you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to heal people, to deliver, and to set them free, in the name of Jesus. So bless, Lord, I'm asking you to bless it right now, and bless our bodies, Lord, and that it may receive the back in the heaven, Lord, us to receive today, in the name of Jesus. We give you praise, Lord. I pray for every man, woman, boys, and girl all over this earth. Those that don't know you and the partner they see and don't know to pray and call on your name, I pray for them too, God. In the name, have mercy on them too, God. In the name of Jesus, those that's eating out the trash can and sleeping in the ports, up under the bridges, in train and bus station, Lord, in the name of Jesus, the little children that's selling their bodies just to get some french fries or burger, Lord. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to have mercy today and have mercy on them today, Lord. Deliver them today and set them free today, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, I just thank you. I thank you. I give you praise. I give you glory. I thank you. Mind to pray. I thank you, Lord, for giving me strength to get on the broadcast today. I thank you, Lord, for healing me, God. I thank you right now for giving me a sound mind. I thank you, Lord, that I'm standing firm on your word. I thank you, Lord, for answering every prayer and request that I just made. In the name of Jesus, I give you praise today, and I give you glory. Lord, I ask all these things in Jesus' name, and for your glory, amen, and amen, and amen. I just thank and praise God that he give me strength to be on the radio broadcast on today. God is a good God, and he's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be praised. I just, you know, I don't know what else to say, but he got all of us in his hand. He got the whole world in his hand. And he's still in control. I don't care what it looks like. God is still in control. So I thank and praise him on today. I'm not going to hold you any longer. I'm going to get ready to close out. I just thank and praise God for each one of you all that's on the radio broadcast. We're going to be right back here Tuesday at 6:30 Central and 7:30. Eastern time. Father, we just thank you for our radio broadcast. Thank you for just binding every demonic force from our radio broadcast. And I just give you glory today. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and mind through Christ Jesus. You all have a good rest of the day. Pray for your enemies. God bless y'all. I love you. Have a good day. God love you too. Have a good day. God bless.